Good morning. All ready to go to Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. What's going on up there?
Legislative update. The county council and other county folks will be going up there to the state to talk to our legislators and see what we can do to encourage them to do what we need them to do and slow them down on the things we don't want them to do.
Now, do you guys rent a limo or take a private plane? How do you get up there?
Well, you know, it would be nice, I think, if they would just use one of our bigger kind of vans to take everybody instead of all of us going in separate cars.
Oh, my.
We do try to do ride shares because it's just...
Well, it makes more fiscal sense
is
what it
does. Makes a lot more sense.
It sure does.
And so at least those of us on the county council are doing that. But we see that the assessors folks will go and
now, Marty, the other important question this morning is who gets to carry the credit card when you go up there?
Well, that is a really good question. I think there's some county employees who are thinking they ought to be able to have some use of a county credit card. And that is because we discovered this because we were hearing a lot of folks from county government employees saying, my checks are wrong, my paychecks are wrong. And I was just joking about them saying they wanted to use a county credit card.
Sure.
I think they
so
were
why is
that
there a
it.
Problem with our employees getting incorrect paychecks?
Well, our payroll department is new to the beginning of the year for county government. I mean, he's not new to county government, but he's new to the probation. And so that was a part of it. In other words, 2015 hours worked gets paid at 2015 salary. And the 2016 hours worked gets paid at 2016. Regardless of when that check is cut, that their hours they work are paid according to that schedule.
Right.
And that's nothing new. That's the way we operated county government for decades. But it's new to him. So that there was that adjustment. But the bigger one was that for the commissioners, human resource, whoever it was who made the decision to change the benefit provider, the harbor to keep track of the benefits, and they did not let the auditor's office know until like Tuesday before payroll was due that those numbers had all changed. Now, one could say, well, we should have known to ask for it, and yes, indeed, I would think human resources would have understood if there was going to be changes. The payroll couldn't wait to the last minute to find out about it. But what happened was that all of those checks that had to go ahead and be cut because there were too many of them to try to refigure them all, I've been told, they were sent out. And many county employees were very short, one of which was like short $600.
Holy Toledo. How
and,
does
well, you
that
know,
even
nobody,
happen?
You know, there's very few people who can wait weeks to get that worked out. So this particular employee was given, you know, check was cut for her to get that $600. But it's numerous errors, and folks have been first the indication was they'd have to wait until April 1 to get it worked out.
Why?
Well, you know, they had all of these reasons why they were busy, etc. But you know, county employees, they don't care who's responsible. They don't care what anybody else is doing. They have put in their hours. They want their paycheck.
And they should. I mean, I have employees, and I mean, that would never even occur to me to tell my employees that, oh, I made a mistake on your paycheck. Oh, by the way, you have to wait for 4 months before you get it corrected.
Well, it's I'm sure it's not a pleasant thing for the new payroll person. I'm happy that happened for them, but you know, maybe there's things we can learn from city government payroll or something where we can make sure that he has the very best chance to do the best job that I know he can do. But once again, I think it is far more than just the payroll department. I think it's when you have HR that's in charge of the benefit harbor, then all of it just needs to come together. But at the very least, we need to make a very big apology to our county employees that they're even being put through this, because I'm not the only one hearing from our employees. The other council members were as well. And while this may not seem like a big deal to the county as a whole and all the people out there in the county, it makes just one more thing where things are not going as smoothly as I know the people in that office would like for it to go. And they have got to feel like that every other day there is one more wall to climb. So,
Marty, can I ask you a question? Does the county not have any training program in place for any new employee? I mean, I'm really getting to the point where when you come in and talk about all of this, what I hear, and I think what our listeners are hearing, is that when new employees get placed into a job, it's like, let's throw you into the deep end and make sure that you just fail right out of the box and look foolish, because you're not going to get the training and we're going to make you look stupid. I mean, this is what it appears.
I understand that there has been training in place, but you know, you have these big deadlines you have to meet, one of which, you know, they're working on right now, trying to get the deadline of getting all the W-2s raised and so forth, and the 1099s. And I understand all that. But you know what? I'll bet this young man will absolutely know well in advance of payroll next year to look out for this, the benefits and how that's supposed to work. But really, it's just regrettable that during the training process, that wasn't like something that you tick off and saying, make sure you have this information well in advance. It should have been asked for from the benefit providers.
Well,
and that, I think, would have come from HR. But
Marty, I totally disagree with you, Marty, because you know what? I train and have employees all the time. And what I will tell you happened in this instance, not even being there, I can tell you what happened, is the person who left the job did not train this person or train them very little, and they weren't given enough information. But usually the two departments would have worked together and knew what they needed to do. And this time around, this person wasn't given enough information, and the person in HR just assumed they were going to have the usual back and forth that always happened, and now it didn't happen.
Well, I will have to say that, and that's no big secret. We have a major problem with communication from one department to the next. We have had problems with communication from what happens at the council meetings to go to the employees in the auditor's office, so they'll know that the decisions that the council's made will change some of those entries they're making and so forth. I did inquire about how is this process, what do you have down, that the process will go smoothly, and the answer was they were not sure what had happened in the past, but in the last couple of months or month or so, that is being taken care of so that the people who are doing the claims, the people who are doing the payroll and so forth, they've got proper numbers. But that was not the best news to get started out with.
Well, let me reintroduce you to everybody. This is Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman. She joins us every Wednesday morning and keeps us filled in on things that are happening at the local level in county government. And you had a work session last night. Is that accurate?
We sure did. And then the auditor came forward and brought what I had requested was, give us an update. Where did we end up 2015, and how does that change our projections for 2016? And bring us up to date on that. Now, he did hand out something that had some handwriting on it and also some entries, and made it, which I think is rather confusing to do it that way. However, what he said verbally was that he had spoken, this is the auditor, had spoken with the state, and the state had informed him that we are going to be cut our approved revenue by like $750,000. Now, that is huge. That is, I don't recall that ever happening. We've always been able to get at least what our levy is supposed to be. We're not supposed to get more than what we're supposed to. In other words, that's why the state looks at it, to make sure that we're not getting more than what our levy growth is supposed to be. But to have it cut by $750,000, I immediately said there has to be an error. Either it was entered into the system that you sent to the state, or something's wrong with the numbers, because there is no way that could happen. I mean, it just cannot happen that way. If we are short that kind of money, how do you continue to make payroll? How do you continue to operate county?
That's my next question.
I cannot understand why, if someone from the state says it's going to be cut by $750,000, they didn't say why. Wouldn't that be your first question?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you be interested at least to know what happened?
If it was cut by $75,000, wouldn't you want to know why?
I assume, asked that question, Marty.
Right, I said why. And then, of course, I've not had time to contact the state today because...
But he didn't have the answer.
No, he did not know.
And he didn't even ask.
Well, I mean, if he asked, he didn't share the information. I really believe there has got to be some kind of a mistake in doing the entry on it. And we'll know more by next week. But that the reason why that's so important to share is if you rely on county government services, and we all do, we think we know. You know, when you're out there in private life and you're going, well, who cares what's going on with the county? Well, absolutely, you do care. And you just, I mean, that's what runs county government. That's how it all works. How do you, we have to have the revenue coming in to pave the roads. Of course, that's a different kind of tax, but still it is all the money that comes in to operate county government. So that's our job as a fiscal body, to understand these dollars. And it looked to me like when we were running the numbers yesterday before the meeting that we were in planned spending of over $800,000 more than planned revenue. Well, you can only do that for so long.
Well, then throw $750,000 additional that you're short. How is that going to work out?
Well, that would definitely be a problem. Now, the only way we were even to make it able to do that is we took money out of our savings to pay for this year's election, which was $800,000+. So this is something that we all have to take a look at. And you know what happens every time they start running short? Everybody's looking real hard for a brand new tax. And that's why I think it is important for us to understand these numbers and try to learn to live and operate county government within revenues that were supposed to be there.
Marty.
And not continually go out and ask for more when we're not operating, understanding our dollars now.
Marty, did anyone else seem concerned or ask any questions? I sometimes get the impression you're the only person who's got the presence of mind to understand that this is a problem.
Oh, no. I think, indeed, that they were concerned. They certainly were concerned about the payroll issue because they're being contacted. Everyone was being contacted by county employees about that. And when I said about the change that the state is saying, well, we're going to be cut by so much money, and I immediately said there has to be an error there. When we look at the paperwork, we'll find it. We'll fix what's going on. And Jeff McKim did agree with that. He felt certain that had to be an entry error of some sort. So, but the other thing is that the auditor's office also presented their request to get this new financial system, which is an additional like $200,000+, and trying to decide how to pay for that, and what the effect of all of that will be. So, as we move forward in county government, I think that this year's going to be challenging because it's an election year, and we don't know about the leadership in the auditor's office at this point in time, what's going to happen with what, you know, with what is going on with the special investigation, with the special prosecutor.
Where does that stand currently?
Just don't have an answer as yet.
Are they required to give you an answer, or are you required?
Well, eventually. Sure. Eventually, yes. But, you know, that has to affect the workforce there, and it keeps it from running as smoothly as they would like. So another day in county government.